Good morning, and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Sherry K.B., and I'm a grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater from Northern California. Today is Friday, May 24th, 2019, and this is our 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. Today we're reading from the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous, and we're in Chapter 2, page 28, and there is a solution. Starting with the third paragraph, beginning with the distinguished American psychologist, and we'll be reading this one paragraph ending in, and it ends with, there is no friction among us over such matters. We'll be commenting on this one paragraph only. Today's readers are Donna B. for the 12 steps, Athena B. for the 12 traditions, and the readers of our text are Kathy G., Julie E. B., and Kathleen O. Our newcomer greeter today is Leslie M. and Robin P. for our announcements. The share ID for yesterday, Thursday, May 23rd, 2019, our 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is 12,949. That's 12949. And the share ID for this morning's Friday, May 24th, 2019, our 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is 12,951. That's 12951. OA Preemblem. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who through shared experience and hope are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose, OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At A Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. And I will now ask Donna B. to read the 12 steps of OA. Donna?
Good morning. This is Donna B., recovered compulsive overeater and bulimic, calling from Denver. 1. We admitted we were powerless over alcohol, that our lives had become unmanageable. 2. Came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. 3. Made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. 4. Made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. 5. Admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. 6. We're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. 7. Humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. 8. Made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9. Made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10. Continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11. Sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. 12. Having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to alcoholics and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you. Sherry KB.
Sherry KB, are you next? Hi. Otherwise, Athena B., could you
got
please?
That. And yeah. Now, will Athena B. please read our 12 traditions?
Sure. Good morning. This is Athena B., and these are our 12 traditions. 1. Our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2. For our group purpose, there is but ultimate authority, a loving God, as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. And 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you for your service, and I'll pass.
And thank you, Athena B. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we're discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderator is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass, then press star 1 to mute your phone. In order to keep a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except for the speakers should be muted, and that includes your mute button on your phone, so please do star 1. Today we resume our study of the Big Book. On page 28, and there is a solution, we're going to read the third paragraph, the Distinguished American Psychologist, reading through that one paragraph only, and will Kathy G. please begin reading.
Thank you, Sherry, and good morning, everyone. Welcome to all the newcomers today. This is Kathy G., recovered compulsive overeater in Illinois. The distinguished American psychologist William James, in his book Varieties of Religious Experience, indicates a multitude of ways in which men have discovered God. We have no desire to convince anyone that there is only one way by which faith can be acquired. If what we have learned and felt and seen means anything at all, it means that all of us, whatever our race, creed, or color, are the children of a living creator with whom we may form a relationship upon simple and understandable terms as soon as we are willing and honest enough to try. Those having religious affiliations will find here nothing disturbing to their beliefs or ceremonies. There is no friction among us over such matters. So powerful this reading is today. And I'm thinking as I read this that we may not be as distinguished as William James, but many of us on this line were sinking into a hopeless pit of M&Ms or binge foods, completely unable to find our way out. And as a result of working the 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous, we have been pulled out of the pit. And to me, that is a spiritual experience. As it says on page 57 of the Big Book, we have been restored to our right minds, and save for a few brief moments of temptation, the thought of, I'll just say, diving back into the pool of M&Ms or binge foods has never returned. And at such times, a great revulsion has risen up in us. So if you're on the line today and can't seem to find your way out of that pit, we have a solution that works. And you can trust that there's no friction among us over this spiritual solution which we are offering. And if you do talk to someone and you're experiencing friction over your idea of what a higher power is, I would suggest calling someone else, because that would be a character defect in the person that you're talking to. Because you get to choose who your higher power is and what the spiritual solution offered by these steps will look like for you. And I find that to be a fabulous gift, that regardless of your race, your creed, or your color, you get to choose. You get to choose whatever it is you want. And for those of us who may have had, religious experiences of different kinds, there's something different about applying the 12 steps, for me at least, to the food specifically. Because I applied it to other areas of my life, and I had this belief that God could help me in those ways. But I don't know, for some reason, I was afraid or unable to apply it directly to the food. But because I admitted I was powerless and I've been restored to sanity, that absolutely happened to me. And now I experience neutrality around food, save for a few brief moments of temptation. And then I have all of you to call when I need help. So I'm looking forward to hearing what everyone else has to share. Thanks so much for the opportunity, and I pass.
And thank you, Kathy G., for getting us started. So Kathy read on page 28, the third paragraph, the Distinguished American Psychologist, and we're going to read through that one paragraph only. I mean, we've read through that one paragraph only. Now we're going to share on that. So who would like to share on this paragraph?
Jackie H.
Okay, I heard Jackie.
Hi.
I heard
Penny
somebody. I'm sorry, I heard somebody C.
Penny L. C.
Penny L.C. Thank you, Penny.
Shlomi Tana B.
Somebody B.
Shlomi Tana.
Shlomi Hana. Okay.
Vicky G.
Hana.
Vicky G.
Okay, got you, Vicky G.
Maya K.
Maya K. I'll take one more.
Jennifer H.
Jennifer H. Okay. All right, and so I have Jackie H., Penny L.C., Shlomi Hana, and I need your last initial, please. Vicki, I need your last initial, and Maya K., and Jennifer H. So Jackie, please get us started.
Oh, good morning, good morning. This is Jackie H., recovered in Colorado. I love, love, love this paragraph, and I have to say I can't even imagine what to add to the reader's commentary on this. It was just so perfect and so beautiful. Inclusive just shoots out in this whole paragraph. Inclusive, inclusive, inclusive. And I am so grateful for the pioneers that they were divinely led to make sure that there is that inclusiveness. It would have absolutely excluded so many people had they not done this. And I really loved what she said when she said, if there is somebody that's trying to push something on you, call somebody else. And I'm just so grateful, because this is where I was able to relax and my ideas, my experience of God just took a total turnaround when I came into this program. And oh my goodness, I had a lot of religious ideas. I tried a lot of things. And today I get to sit here and have this experience of God that I've never, ever experienced before. And I get to call, I've called God everything from life to universe. I just had so many names. And today I'm so comfortable with the word God. And, you know, I've been in 12-step before, but when I came into OA and realized that food was still my solution, not my problem, but my solution, and I put down my alcoholic foods, and I did these beautiful 12 steps, this simple program, I was able, that's when things cleared away, and I got to see and feel and experience God on a level that I never have in my entire life. And I have nothing but respect and gratitude for the people on this line, the people, my sponsor, my other fellows that have held my hand and walked me through this. And I have nothing but respect and honor for my sponsees that we're holding each other's hands as we're walking home here. And nobody has to believe exactly the way that I do about God, and I don't have to believe the way you do. We have this beautiful connection, this beautiful joining, and this paragraph just speaks that loudly to me, and I just love you all. I'm so grateful for my God. I'm grateful for my recovery. Grateful for all of you, and I will pass. Thank you so very much. Happy day, all.
Thank you, Jackie H. Penny LC, you're up, followed by Shlomi Hanna, and I need your last initial when you come on, Shlomi Hanna. Penny LC?
Thank you, Sherry. Good morning, and good morning to everyone on the line. This is Penny LC, a grateful recovered compulsive overeater from the state of Washington, and I, too, thought of the word inclusive. The openness, the individualism with which we, each one of us, get to discover a higher power that works for us. You know, we have come to the understanding of our higher power from many different directions, from many experiences in our lives. And I believe we've all come to believe in many different ways. But the commonality is just that. Each one of us has found a power greater than ourselves. And it works for us. This higher power that each one of us finds is a power that works for us, that we can look to for guidance and direction and feel connected to. That's the one thing that this program has also really helped me to discover, a higher power of my understanding. I came to recovery through a path of needing to let go of my old conception of my higher power. It wasn't working for me. You know, that higher power had certain traits that were keeping me blocked, and I've discovered one that is so comfortable for me. It's like finding that very comfortable comfy chair or something that just fits, that just feels so right, and my higher power, you know, is there for me and each one of us. It doesn't, you know, yours can look totally opposite of mine, and that's fine if it works for you. There, I just love that we have no restrictions. We have no rules about it. In just that we believe. Just there's that one, believe in something greater than myself. And it's the God of my own understanding. And I appreciate that, and that has worked for me. That has allowed me to find the ability to work these steps, to get down to my truth, to be able to find that peace and serenity that I have hoped for all my life. And I just appreciate that within this paragraph and this chapter, they are showing us, you know, a promise.
Time?
A promise of how they have, thank you, how they have recovered and how we can recover too. And with that, I'll pass.
And thank you, Penny L.C. And Shlomi Hana, your last initial, please. Shlomi Hana? Star 1 to unmute, please.
Oh, sorry about that. I thought I was unmuted. It's Shlomi Hana B, like boy.
Thank you. Go ahead, please.
All right. And thank you so much. Thank you to the moderator, to the timekeeper, to all the sharers, and to everybody on this line. I really am appreciating thinking about the concept of the fact that my God in this program is a very personal God to me, and that there is no, you know, that there's no formula that or ideal that anybody has to follow. That we are encouraged, not just free, but encouraged to apply our own conception of our higher power. And you know, I never really thought about it, but just in hearing the shares, I'm feeling very, very grateful for that. That there was not a specific type of God that was assigned to the 12 steps, because that makes it open for everybody. And that's so important. That's so important. Because there would be thousands, maybe even millions of people that would not get recovery if there was a specific type of God that was necessary. I'm very grateful for that, because you know what? The gates of hell have closed in on me. Yesterday, I had the worst binge I've ever had in my life. And I know that my only hope is God. That's it. That's all I have. This is the bottom of the bottom of the bottom. And, you know, this is a disease of forgetfulness, is what I've heard people say. And I'm really terrified of the next time that I have those cravings. Am I going to pick up and binge again like this? And the only hope that I have is this program, also some outside help that I need to get, and God. But ultimately, it is God. It is God that is going to save me. And the fact that today I can come onto this meeting and my God can be my own personal conception of God. I can have my own relationship with God. And every single person on this line has their own personal relationship with God. And that is accepted and encouraged, and does not get in the way of our relationship with each other or the fellowship, is such a gift, because otherwise I would have nowhere to go and many people would have nowhere to go. And I'm grateful that I have somewhere to go today to just hear people's experience, strength, and hope. Thank you.
And thank you. We're glad you're on the line, Shalini Hama B. Vicki C., I believe that's your last initial. Vicki C., you're up, followed by Mia K.
Hi, good morning. It's Vicki G. G is in good.
Oh, good. Thank you, Vicki G. Good. G is in good.
Hi. Good morning. This is my first time on the 10 o'clock meeting. I'm usually with the early one, but I'm trying this one. I heard great things about it. Thank you all for being here, and thank you to the last girl who shared. I love when people can talk about their struggles, because, you know, for me, that's what it's about. I have been listening to A Vision for You since, I'd say, December. I live half the year in Miami and half in North Carolina, and as of December 27th, I really bottomed out again with food. And I got a food sponsor, and I listened to you guys. And the first month was horrible, horrible, putting down my drugs of choice, but I got through it. And now that I've come to North Carolina, I'm sort of a new person. I'm not, you know, sick with the food and all those horrible things we go through, addicted, driving at all hours to get my food. But this first week in North Carolina, we were invited to friends' houses, and very clearly, I know who I am. And, you know, I'm different. I am a longtime member of AA. That's okay. But the food that I was served and that I ingested is not really my food. And, of course, I feel horrible. And I'm at that crossroads where I can go down that terrible path or get back on track. And I haven't lost it. I haven't, you know, fallen on my face, as I say, but I need to get involved in this 10 o'clock meeting and just get back on track. Just be stricter, because I do not want to go back to where I was in December. I have gone to OA face-to-face meetings probably since I'm 18. I'm 57. And from last December until today is the best I've ever done. And I'm really happy to say that, but it really got sloppy this week and terrifies me. So I hope that made sense. I love also that the only, now I can't think of it, of course, you know, the desire to stop compulsively eating is all I need to really have. And, you know, I love these programs and thank you all.
And thank you, Vicki G, and welcome and keep coming back. Just want to remind everybody that we are on page 28 and we are discussing paragraph 3, beginning with the distinguished psychologist. So we'd appreciate you stay on topic, and we'll now hear from Maya K, and that will be followed by Jennifer H. And just want to remind everybody that we are on page 28. So I'll take some more names after Jennifer H. talks. Okay, so Maya K., you're up.
Hi. Can you hear me?
I sure can.
Oh, good. Okay, I'm not used to this. hi, I'm Maya, a recovered compulsive overeater, and very grateful to be online. I'm just starting out with Vision for You, but I've been in program for a long time, and I'm really, you know, really trying to dive into the big book like never before. And this paragraph, I mean, just the whole idea of God, it shouldn't mess with anyone's religion or idea of God, and is an amazing thing to me. Because my teacher used to say, like, pick a religion, any flavor, or something. And I used to think, I know, I always thought that was so funny. And I have a feeling he was an AA, a teacher of mine in school. And it's that kind of a feeling of, like, you know, whatever your taste is, just a higher power and not me. And I guess, you know, I really appreciate that. And I try. And anyway, I guess it's a really good thing to think of, because my daughter, I see her struggle sometimes, and I still want to help her, but I know she also has her idea of a different higher power. So to be helpful to her, I can't be preachy, and I can't share my way of, you know, having a higher power. She's got to find her own too. So I just I have to keep an open mind and really just listen to people like my daughter, or just to other recovering people, and let them find their own way, and like pray for them, you know. I mean, that's like the serenity prayer, but definitely that's such an important paragraph, because I'm actually always changing up what I'm praying about, but definitely the whole idea of the higher power is so big in this program, of any kind of higher power that's not me, to just change my life, change my who I am inside, and say, you know, God, take over. I'm sick of messing it up, you know, and really letting whatever that power is, whether it's universe or source or whatever, you know, I've wanted it to be just not me. And I found that my life has just been, you know, like surprises after surprises. And even in, like today, I've been unsure. I'm just having faith that, you know, what's meant to be right now, you know, when I don't know what the answer is, it's just God's time. So that's where I'm at, and I appreciate hearing the paragraph and everybody share. Thanks so much. Bye.
Thank you, Maya K. And Jennifer H., you're up. Baldwin will take some more names after Jennifer H. shares, and we're on page 28, paragraph 3. Jennifer H.?
Hi, this is Jennifer H., a recovered compulsive overeater in North Alabama, and thanks for everybody's service, and I really appreciate this meeting. And in this paragraph, you know, I was thinking about, you know, he says the one thing, you know, if it means anything at all, so the one thing would be that we're children of a loving creator with whom we may form a relationship upon simple and understandable terms. And so that's really what I needed, but I didn't know really that or how to do that. But looking back, it's what I always needed. There was a great big, you know, just yearning in me, but I didn't know, you know, religion was sort of the only thing I knew that might be it. And then when, as I look back, you know, it was really hard for me to make friends. And of course, I was always in a, you know, kind of a structured environment, but once I kind of got out on my own, you know, I kind of realized that I had those deficiencies because of, you know, now I know because I had all these things that were blocking me off from my fellows and from my higher power. But the ones that I did, had a couple friendships that lasted through the years, and they were really religious people. So those were kind of the ones I was drawn to and everything. But I just didn't really know. And, the thing that my understanding of it now a little bit is, you know, if I'm like, Roland Hazard there, and you know, the religious didn't really spell the vital spiritual experience.
Maya, we're
me.
Having a little bit of a hard time hearing you.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay.
You.
Sorry. Then there was something else, you know, that I also had to do, because even though I had all that, I was still lost in these defects, and you know, stuffing food in to try to relieve my anxiety. So. One time I heard a speaker, and he said that he heard somebody say one time that alcoholics are people with an inordinate desire for God, you know, an inordinate longing for God. And he said, so we're just people who miss God a lot, and that really helped me too.
Maya, I'm so sorry, but we're still having a hard time hearing you.
Oh, gosh.
So sorry.
Is this okay now?
Move around somewhere in the other area?
Can you hear me now?
It's still kind of...
Let me try going off of the headset and turn it off.
Maybe you might want to take yourself off a headset. You have about a second. You have 30 seconds left if you want to try to do that.
Okay, I guess maybe that wasn't working. Can you hear me now?
Keep going and let me know. Go ahead, please.
Anyway, I'm just grateful that, you know, eventually I got to the rooms and you guys gave me, it was spelled out, a simple, the simple and understandable, you know, relationship, you know, the terms of a relationship that I could form. And that's what I have now, where I just, if I'm, you know, disturbed, I just go right to God. Like yesterday, I was headed into this function, and so I was upset, so I went in the bathroom, got on my knees, and God took care of it, and I was able to show up and be kind to people and so forth. So I'm grateful that you guys have shown me how to have
please.
This relationship. Bye.
Thank you, Maya. Jennifer H., you're up next, and then we'll take some more names.
I'm with Jennifer H. Thanks.
I'm so sorry. So sorry. Sorry about that. Okay, one of those mornings. Anyhow, let's take some more names here. We're on page 28, paragraph 3. Who would like to share?
Julie E.B. Laura W.
Okay, I heard Julie E.B. I heard Laura
W. Laya
W. from New Jersey.
Judy Lindwell.
Somebody O.
Judy L.
Judy O?
Judy L.
L. L as in Lucy. Okay, I've got Judy
Joy
L.
Joyce
I heard it. Did I hear a Jody also?
Joyce A.
Joyce. Okay, Joyce, what is the last initial?
Sarit.
Sherry D.
I'm sorry,
Lisa
Joyce, what's your
D.
last initial, please? Joyce? Okay, I'll get that. And who else, please?
Lisa
Sarit L.
Whoa.
Lisa
There's about three more polyps going on here. Okay. I think I heard, did I hear Sarit L?
Yes. Lisa
oh,
D.
okay. And I heard a Lisa?
Yeah, D.
Lisa D.
Yeah,
okay.
Sherry D.
I'm sorry. I that's all I can take right now. Let me
and
tell you who I have. I have Julie E. B., Laura W., Judy L., Joyce, you'll give us your last initial, Sarit L., and Lisa D. Julie E. B., you're up. Julie E. B., star one to unmute, please.
This is Julie E. B., gratefully recovered today in Colorado. And I think this is a powerful paragraph. We have to remember this is in the section that there is a solution. And so I spent a lot of time in the problem and analyzing the problem. And it says that there's a relationship available to us. Simple, understandable terms, willing and honest enough to try. What were the barriers for me in being willing and honest enough to try? The main barrier was I wasn't honest about the fact that I wanted to stay the center of my own life, that I wanted, to, I thought I could rest, as the book says, happiness and satisfaction if I just managed well. I wasn't willing to put down the food, you know, one day at a time while I worked this program. And until I became willing to do that, this is a different thing. You see, it's not about a religion. It's about a spiritual experience, and we have a spiritual experience through our actions. There's a beautiful 12-step prayer from another program that explains the second step, and it says, believing is also an action, and as I practice it, I develop faith. So as I practice putting down the food one meal at a time, of course it's hard. One in between a time, of course it's hard. I have to be willing to make outreach calls. I have to be willing to not go to certain places during that sort of first period of hospitalization. But most of all, I have to be willing to say, I don't know what I'm doing. I can't do this by myself. And then I become a child. You know, children aren't in charge of the world. They get to relax and be delighted. But children of a living creator, I'm the creature, not the creator of the universe. No matter what you think exists at the center of the universe, there's no reason, it said, to convince anyone else or to be in an argument or criticizing anyone else. The way we discover God, it says, is through action. And as we practice these actions and just put down that food, reach out, get help, then our mind clears from that fog, and there's these simple and understandable terms where I'm the child and someone else is in charge. You know, I'm only a toddler in this program, and so I make a lot of mistakes, but I am trying, and I put down the food fully, and when I put down the food fully, it doesn't matter what my religion is, my spirituality comes as I find out that there is love available. And I can look out in the world each day, and instead of being in self-pity, I can be in gratitude and try and see how might a higher power be at work today. So life no longer happens to me in these simple, understandable terms. I am living life and trying to form this connection and follow it as best I can. Thanks for letting me share today. And if you're still suffering, reach out.
Thank you,
today.
Julie.
Don't wait.
And thank you, Julie B. And Laura W., you're up, followed by Judy L. Laura W.?
Thanks, Sherry. Can I be heard?
You sure can.
Good morning, everyone. This is Laura W. I'm a recovered compulsive eater, anorexic and exercise bulimic in South Jersey. This is such a strong and powerful paragraph. I love the word of, you know, the name of the book, Varieties of Religious Experience. And we've heard over and over, you know, this book is all-inclusive, never exclusive. So there is no excuse for anybody, myself included, to not get recovered if I follow these directions precisely. Number one, put the food down. That's the only thing that I can do perfectly. All the other steps are about progress, not perfection. That's what they talk about when. That's what they mean when they talk about progress, not perfection. I don't believe it's progress with the food. I don't believe that I can be kind of abstinent. It's kind of like being a little bit pregnant. I either am or I'm not. It has to be black and white for me anyway. My disease is that serious that if I'm not, that I will die. However, this book isn't here to convince me that there is a God, but rather it's here to prove to me that there is a power greater than myself that I need to rely on, because my disease is selfish and self-centered to the core, and I think that I know it all in my disease. I've learned over the years, I do have a personal relationship with God. It is the God of my childhood that I worshipped, but it's a different relationship today than it was. It's not a relationship of fear. It's not a relationship of like a parental type of relationship. My higher power is with me always because my higher power is in me. And this program for me is the hand of God reaching out for me, waiting for me to grasp on like that life preserver and hold on every day in all circumstances. You know, even through the good times, it's really easy to thank my higher power and look for the blessings. But in the hard times, it's hard to focus on that higher power, wondering why, God, are you doing this? You know, what's your reasoning for this? So I try to look at my life today instead of saying, why me, why me, to say, okay, God, what's next? You know, you're going to get me through this. I do believe that. I'm not comfortable. I don't like it. But what's next? And through working these steps one day at a time, that relationship with my God is growing. I'm never going to know God. I'm constantly going to seek God and seeking God and believing in God is what brings me peace on a daily basis. Thanks for letting me share. I pass.
Thank you, Laura W. And Judy L., you're up, followed by Joyce, and you'll need to give us your last initial. Judy L.?
Thank you. Can you hear me?
I sure can.
Thanks. Yeah, so I'm Judy L., and I have 94 days of no binging, purging, or restriction. I've had very severe decades long of very, very severe bulimia and anorexia, and this is the longest that I've gone, and I give it over to a miracle through my higher power, which is God. And I really am grateful for the reading today because I'm searching right now. I'm searching for a deeper and deeper connection with my higher power. Right now I'm feeling my feelings, which I haven't felt for decades. And I've got all this time on my hands that used to be used for binging and purging. And the reminder of constantly searching and surrendering to a higher power is something that is, I just have a very deep desire to go into even a deeper relationship. I think that this passage also reminds me of how I need to be open-minded to others and whoever they turn to for their higher power, which can be many different things. And it's a good reminder when I'm in fellowship with other people that just because my faith leads me down to, you know, having my higher power as God does not mean that I should close off the fact that there are other ways to view a higher power, and it creates an easier fellowship and an easier acceptance with others that I support and they support me. But thank you for the reading. Thank you for all the services and the shares today, because I just really needed to hear that, because as I'm feeling my feelings, I need to surrender more and more. Otherwise, I could turn back to going back into the disease to numb out. And I've put in so much time and work that I just want to continue to go forward and to listen to others and to share and to gain strength in knowing that the 12 steps is based on surrender, and it is based on going to a higher power. And I do, and I give all my gratitude to my higher power, which is God. So with that, I'll pass. Thank you for everything.
Thank you. And we have 5 minutes left, so we have three people. So let's try to keep it around 2.5 minutes each. Joyce, you're up next, and if you give us the last initial of your first name, please.
Thank you. I'm Joyce A.
Thank you, Joyce.
A is an apple.
Thank you.
And I'm from Colorado, and I am 8 days abstinent this time around. I hope this is the last time. I've been in OA for 10 years, and I think when I first started, I did surrender my food because I knew immediately I was out of control with my food. But I didn't have a higher power then that I would trust my life with. And so just in this last week, I have surrendered my life to a power that now I have a better understanding of. I think before I was always in compliance. I tried to do everything that the book told me to do and what everybody told me to do, but I had never surrendered that last piece, and that makes a huge difference. I still hear that voice that tells me, oh, a little bit won't hurt, but now I hear another voice that says, he's lying. He's not telling you the truth. Don't go there. And I know that that voice now is my higher power. So with that, I will pass because I'm crying already. Thank you so much, everyone on the line. I could not do this without you.
And thank you, Joyce A. Sarit L., you're up next, please, for 2 minutes. Sarit L., star one to unmute, please. Sarit? Okay, then we'll go ahead with Lisa D. Lisa D., you're up, please. Star one to unmute.
Hi, this is Lisa D. I'm a recovering compulsive eater, and I have to just say I'm a little intimidated this morning about sharing. I've listened to this meeting twice before, and I've just sat like a little church mouse outside of the door listening in. And what I'd like to share this morning in our reading, it says, the children of a living creator with whom we may form a relationship upon simple understandable terms. I've had a strong relationship with my creator for the past 20 years. However, it's been kind of a difficult and maybe even a messy process translating that to my creator in OA. And I'm understanding now, because addiction is a disease of isolation, that in OA, my higher power is not only God, but is the fellowship. And that when I'm, you know, struggling, which is quite often, you know, I getting an urge to eat something, that I need to tap into one of the people in the community and to be honest. So that's all I'd like to share today. I'd like to pass. Thank you so much.
Lisa D. and Sarit L., did you ever come on the line? Okay. We have a minute left. Would anyone like to take that? Any burning desire?
Hi, it's Sarit L.
Oh, great. Go ahead, Sarit. You've got about 2 minutes.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you, Melanie, for helping me get back on. I think I just love this paragraph. It shows us that the purpose of this book, again, is to form a relationship upon simple and understandable terms with our higher power. The goal is not to stay sober. It's not to stay abstinent. And yes, we have to put the food down in order to do that because we cannot serve two higher powers. But ultimately, we are here to learn how to establish a relationship with our higher power. And what was so beautiful is that one of the podcasts I've been listening to on A Vision has said, someone had mentioned about, I don't have to wonder why I'm put in this world. God put me in this world. My main object is to have a relationship with my higher power and then to be of maximum service to other people, because that's emulating my higher power's ways. and how beautiful, like other people can live their lives wondering how, what, where, when. And here, like I'm learning in these rooms what my goal is in life, to be of maximum service to people, to bring more light and sunshine. And the last thing I want to say is that when it says that we are obscured by calamity, it doesn't say that we're broken people. It says that need to be fixed, but we're compared to a gemstone that's been covered over by many, many layers of tulle. If it was just one layer of tulle, we could still see the bright, shiny sparkle of the gemstone. But when there's so many worldly clamors, things that are blocking us and defects of character that have gone awry, the layers of tulle have blocked the shining gemstone from illuminating its light. But we're always still lighting up, that God peace is within us. It's deep down within us, as the big book says. And everyone can have that. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
And thank you, Sarit L. Well, that's all the time we have today for sharing. Thank you so much for all your shares. And I hope people that are still suffering on the line will give their name and phone number after we close our meeting today. We just want to welcome newcomers here. So I'd like to take the time to thank Team Friday. Donna B. was on the 12 Steps. Athena B. was the 12 Traditions. Kathy G. was our reader today. Julie E. B. is going to take us out with page 164, and Kathleen O. was our backup. Newcomer greeters Leslie M. and our announcements are Robin P. So we'll close with the reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. And will Julie E.B. please read A Vision for You? Our book is meant to be suggestive only and keep you until then. Julie?
Yeah, this is Julie E.B., gratefully recovered, living in a daily reprieve one day at a time. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and for countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you.